The Adjustment Period by Clyde L. Pilkington, Jr. Toward the Adjusting of the Saints for the Work of Dispensing. Ephesians 4-12, Concordant. There was a unique period of time between Paul's decree against Israel in Acts 28:28 and his writing of the letters of Ephesians and Colossians, where a divine dispensational adjustment was made among the saints through the operation of the ascension gifts, Ephesians 4:8-16. This period was a minimum of 2 years, Acts 28:30 and 31, during which Philippian truth was taught to the body of Christ assemblies. During this adjustment, Paul's earlier epistles no longer directly applied, and the grand truths of the administration of the secret were yet to be revealed in Ephesians and Colossians. The only present truth available to the saints of the adjustment period was Philippian truth. In this transition truth, all of Israel's things, circumcision, Israel, law, etc., Philippians 3:4-6, were now forfeit and refuse, verses 7 and 8, resulting in an apostolic stretching out to pursue, grasp, and attain that for which Paul was already divinely grasped and attained. The goal of this adjustment was the pursuing for the prize of God's calling above in Christ Jesus, verses 11-14, which came with the secret administration. During this adjustment period, Paul continued to preach about the kingdom of God, Acts 28:31, while awaiting the execution of his judicial decree of Acts 28 regarding the abeyance of Israel. Spiritually, Israel was set aside in Acts 28, yet physically in 70 AD. While the pronouncement of his apostolic decree took place in Acts 28, the execution of the decree was the destruction of Jerusalem with the temple, priesthood, and genealogical records, and the scattering of its citizenry, all of which were essential before the revelation of Ephesian truth. This physical execution of Paul's decree of Acts 28:28 was accomplished by God's servant, the Roman general Titus Flavius Vespasianus. This was the first of a two-stage result of Jesus' prophetic declaration concerning the destruction of the temple. It must be remembered that while Israel was already judicially in abeyance during the adjustment period, it was still a prophetic era until the writing of Ephesians. Thus, it remained an apostolic, prophetic period, administered by the ascension gifts of which Paul wrote in Ephesians 4:8-16, until maturity, teleos, came, 1 Corinthians 13:8-11, the mature teleos man, the measure of the stature of the complement of the Christ, Ephesians 4:13. The ascension gifts, apostles, prophets, evangelists, and shepherd teachers, ultimate and final role was toward the adjusting of the saints for the work of dispensing, Ephesians 4:12, concordant. This dispensing was that of the administration of the secret, Ephesians 3:9, the administration of the grace of God. Thus, the writing of Ephesians and Colossians brought an end to the adjustment period, the prophetic scene, and the ascension gifts. Here we are critically distinguishing between two things, Israel's judicial abeyance and the pause of the prophetic program. The former is clearly set with Paul's decree against Israel, found in Acts 28:25-28, and the latter is finalized with the writing of Ephesians and Colossians.
The secret of Ephesians. Truly exclusive. The secret came with the writing of Ephesians and Colossians. So before they were written, Israel's prophetic clock was still running.
Thus, the time between these two, Israel's judicial abeyance and the pause of the prophetic program, is the adjustment period, during which three crucial things were accomplished: the writing of Philippians, the adjustment of the saint accordingly, and finally, the destruction of Jerusalem and the temple. All three of these were vital before the writing of the absolute secret of Ephesians and Colossians could take place. Thus, Philippians was written after the decree of Acts 28:25-28, but before Ephesians and Colossians. In other words, it was written after Israel was judicially in abeyance and yet before the start of the secret administration. Philippians was the gateway epistle toward Ephesians and Colossians. Israel needed to be scattered and her temple removed before the revelation of the secret administration. So, between Acts 28:25-28 and the writing of Ephesians and Colossians was the time of ascension gifts for the adjustment of the saints. This adjustment needed to be made before the revelation of Ephesians and Colossians, since clearly the ascension gifts were prophetic. For Paul quotes Psalms 68:18 concerning the prophecy concerning them in Ephesians 4:8. Wherefore he saith, not to mention that one of the gifts was that of prophet. Therefore, these gifts couldn't continue after the writing of Ephesians and Colossians, and thus this adjusting done by them had to have taken place after Acts 28:25-28 and before the writing of Ephesians and Colossians. By divine decree, it is easy to overlook the adjustment. The vast majority have never experientially made the essential transition of the adjustment. The Greek word in Ephesians 4:12, translated adjusting, is katartismos, meaning a perfectly adjusted adaptation. Katartismos is also translated as accordant fitness. It is significant to understand that Ephesians 4:12 is the only place in the entire Greek scriptures where this word is used. This word differs from katartesis, G2676, which is the process in progress, while katartismos denotes the process as completed, Ephesians 4:12. How absolutely imperative it was to the adjustment period to distinguish between things that differ, Philippians 1:20.